Welcome to another episode of Optimal Health for Busy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Julian Hayes II. And in today's episode, I'm going to be diving into the number one mistake that I see people make when it comes to their supplement regimens. You know, the news, various internet gurus, and just in general, many people overlook this one crucial aspect that makes all the difference when it comes to your health optimization. Now, we all have heard that supplements are meant to supplement our diets, and they're meant to help fill in the gaps where needed. This is common knowledge. However, what isn't common knowledge, and something that I notice that many people who I advise and what they overlook is not viewing their body and supplement regimen as part of a larger ecosystem. Not thinking of your human system and your supplement regimen as part of inputs to a larger ecosystem is the number one mistake that people make with their supplement regimen. Now, a general definition of an ecosystem is that it's a complex network or interconnected system, and the same applies to your body. It too is a complex network or interconnected system where one input doesn't just affect one area, but instead, it causes a cascade-like effect across multiple areas. Supplements can be beneficial, or they can be a waste of time, depending on the purpose of using them. And oftentimes, supplements aren't maximized, not because they're useless and phony and just snake oil, but really, it's because various cofactors that are necessary to create the desired effect aren't around. Collagen, for example, supplemented by itself without the appropriate vitamin C levels to help with the necessary synthesis, isn't going to be of much use. But you also need appropriate levels of magnesium, I should say, zinc, and copper. Now let's quickly hit on a few more examples to drive this point home. And I'm going to use examples of vitamins and minerals that are popular with everything that's going on in the world now. So to set this stage, let's look at zinc, for example. Zinc is popular. It's something that I take along with many others. It has a host of benefits concerning our immunity. And ironically enough, a loss of taste and smell can be a sign of zinc deficiency. Quercetin, on the other hand, is a flavonoid. And it's another popular one that's being thrown around for good reason, because it drops inflammatory cytokines. It increases mitochondria. Simply put, think of this as helping to produce more energy. And it also is going to help with allergies. And people who have genetics for high histamine, such as myself, we really appreciate this, especially if you're outside a lot like I am, running and there's trees and everything around. And spring is coming up here, so allergies will be up. But on the hormonal side of things, optimal levels play a benefit as well. For instance, there's testosterone. And testosterone at the optimal levels is going to help stimulate CD4 and CD8 cells, which are going to help defend against infections and viral bacteria. This is also going to increase interleukin-10, which is an anti-inflammatory product, and this is going to drop these inflammatory leukins. Now, let's look at viruses, for example. A virus can get into your cell through an ACE2 receptor, and this is going to use our own very system to transport the virus into our cell. Once this virus is inside our cell, the virus is going to release something called replicase. And this is a DNA reverse transcriptase protein that takes over our manufacturing. And this is taking over our manufacturing at the ribosome to make more viral genome. But here's the good thing though, and the magic of the human system. The replicase has an area on it that if zinc attaches to it, it's going to shut it off. So why did I introduce a mineral, a flavonoid, and talk a little bit about viruses? Well, specifically with the mineral and the flavonoid, they benefit each other. when it comes to maximum effectiveness because it's an ecosystem, especially when it comes to handling viruses. You need to keep this systems mentality top of mind. So quercetin is something that we call an ionophore, meaning it's going to carry discharge particles into the cell. But without this, in this example here, zinc that many people are supplementing with, it's going to continue to sit outside your cell. It's waiting to get in. And it's like waiting in line at the, outside the club. You're waiting for your contact, this person you know. You're waiting for them to come and get you and bring you into the club. Get you inside where all the action is happening. But as I say this, keep this in mind that if you've been taking zinc, all is not lost. There's no need to throw your bottle away or anything like that. Just taking zinc on its own isn't completely worthless. There's still benefits that comes with this. Some of the zinc will still get into your cell, just not at a high rate because you don't have this ionophore such as quercetin. But over time, more and more will soon arrive inside your cell thanks to things like bismuth from your fruits and vegetables, curcumin from foods, and EGCG from green tea. So another example of this ecosystem at work, let's look at vitamin D. Many people take this as a supplement for good reasons. It's responsible for regulating over 1,000 genes in the human genome. D3 is involved in over 160 metabolic processes in the body. Now, a brief origin to who and what vitamin D is, which I'll do in a separate episode that will have more detail at some point. This vitamin is bringing calcium into from your nutrition and bringing phosphorus in so you can build bone. But here's the thing. Too high in calcium and the risk increases to become nauseated, vomiting, toxicity, and an irregularity of the heart. And here's why those things could happen. Most minerals and vitamins, they have a partner in crime. This creates a duality, a yin and a yang. So with calcium, a big partner is magnesium. Think of calcium as helping your muscles contract. Magnesium is going to help them relax. Together as a team, they're going to help regulate your heartbeat. Now, there are electrical impulses that provoke the calcium within the cells of your heart muscle. This is going to stimulate this contracting movement. So magnesium helps these cells and muscles to relax. Now, I used the heart for an example, but this applies to all of your muscles. So with calcium and magnesium, let's circle back to vitamin D. It's definitely involved. So certain enzymes in your body requires magnesium to be able to convert vitamin D into its active form. And this vitamin D is then going to increase your body's ability to absorb calcium. So if you're low in magnesium, there's extra calcium in the body that can't be used. And this is how down the road, things like arthritis can be born. Now, to tie all of this up, why do I recommend D3 with K2? And in a nutshell, it comes down to bone health. But K2, besides helping with bone health, is going to help with cardiovascular health along with vitamin D and calcium transporting. So when you have proper absorption of calcium, this needs vitamin D and it also needs vitamin K. And vitamin K includes both the K1 and the K2 forms. Now, K1 is easy to get through leafy greens, but vitamin K2, not so much, unless you just absolutely love fermented foods. And when I talked about all of this in this episode so far, genetics plays a huge role in everything that has been discussed. Some people will need higher daily amounts for optimal ranges. This is once again why you must keep in mind that it is a system at play here. So as we land this ship, the big takeaway is to keep top of mind that your body is a system. When you hear mega dosing of certain vitamins and minerals, keep in mind the various cofactors, the various enzymes, and other areas that are affected by these decisions. supplementing with vitamins and minerals is most certainly beneficial, and it is probably a necessity for most of us in the world that we live in now and the way that the world is going. But precision is an absolute necessity and must be top of mind. So don't just buy a cabinet full of supplements without any rhyme or reason. Optimal health doesn't exist in silos. Optimal health requires a precise systems approach where everything is interconnected. And with that said, thanks for tuning in and joining me for another episode. And until next time, stay awesome, be limitless, and go be superhuman. Peace. If you are a high-performance entrepreneur, leader, or executive looking to supercharge your energy and become the most enhanced version of yourself without the guesswork, and you're tired of cookie-cutter templates, randomly guessing and hoping the next thing will work, and you actually want a precise and bespoke health optimization and performance roadmap that is in-depth, data-driven, and custom-tailored specifically for you, then my superhuman coaching programs are probably a good fit for you. No stones will be left untouched. Now, it's not a good fit for you if you are someone who does not want to invest the time, the commitment, nor the energy into getting the results. But if you are someone who is ready to start their N of One journey, upgrade their body and brain with precision, and truly live a limitless life, I invite you to apply by heading over to theartoffitnessinlife.com/us, and you'll get the opportunity to talk with me for 60 minutes, and we'll take a deep dive into where you currently are and where you're trying to go, and then we'll decide if this is a good fit for you and me. And if it is, I'll extend an invitation for us to work together. Once again, to apply, head over to theartoffitnessinlife.com/us. I look forward to hearing from you.